morning. Welcome, everyone, to Live Drama Sunday for October 4th, 2015. Koyo Kubose here. So very glad you joined us. I've been thinking about the topic of control. And if I may make a brash overgeneralization, I could say that Buddhists, they're much more accepting when things don't go according to plan, according to wishes, according to expectations, when things don't go smoothly. Because I think spiritual acceptance of life's realities, part of what the spirituality of being a Buddhist is all about, and understand causes and conditions. There's no all-powerful deity to pray to for one's wishes, or to get mad at for when things don't go right. Even though we don't sometimes know much, you know, understand why something happens, much less try to control it. For example, yesterday, a friend came and gave us some vegetables that his mother is a very experienced gardener, and so she's always giving us some vegetables, and we reciprocate and give some of our things that we grow too. But we were talking, and he was saying that, well, don't know why, but this year, tomatoes don't seem to be growing too good. Or, I don't know why. The eggplants, she planted them and nothing happened. We planted it in another place and everything was fine. Every year in the vegetable garden, something new happens. Now, sometimes we do know. Okay. I'm not saying that it's always like that, but that's the aspect of control that we expect it to be all the time, that we should be able to control everything. And if we're perfectionists like that, oh, we're asking for trouble. Huh? And growing vegetables, maybe we were saying, well, you know, it's nothing superstitious about it, but it's just that things are so dynamic, changing, and you know, it's hard to know exactly what's going on. Subtle variations in temperature, or maybe the drought, maybe climate change, maybe this particular order of seeds was faulty, or something. Maybe the pests or some kind of a disease was traveling through the area. Okay. Talking about diseases, I thought it was similar also to, we've been struggling with one of our dogs as an eye infection, and the vet cannot identify the underlying cause. He did comprehensive blood analysis, blood work, and everything was negative. Okay. Now, we could treat the eye infection with antibiotics and eye drops and prednisone, and it clears it up. But and then we gradually tapered off the medication, and then it came back, the eye infection. And I found out that this kind of situation, when there's some kind of inflammation, some kind of problem internally, it could show the symptom, you know, in various places, like the eye. So we had x-rays done and ultrasound done, and we still are right in the midst of this. But when you don't know the cause of something, some illness, there's a medical term called idiopathic. Wow. Very similar. Yeah, we could treat the symptoms and we could do things about it, but we really don't know what's going on, okay, specifically. And in our lives, this is the way it is. Okay? As human beings, we cannot control, understand, explain everything completely. Things happen. Huh? And isn't much of our lives spent complaining or the unfairness of something, or, you know, most of our lives, all of our efforts are geared toward making things turn out a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But the irony is, the better you are at that, the more skilled you are at arranging the conditions and that things turn out as expected, the more likely you're going to be more upset when it knocks you on your butt. Now, if you're, Christian, and I've had this conversation with people before where their spouses had a heart attack and they're going into, you know, getting bypass surgery, and the wife would say, you know, I try to control a lot of things in our lives, but then I found out these big things, I kind of leave it up to God. In a similar fashion, I guess the Buddhists also have a kind of a wider perspective that they have to put certain events, unexplainable, uncontrollable events, into that category of, well, when you're traveling and it's quite common now, your connection is delayed or and you might miss your connection when you're flying, all kind of things like this. You know, the old routine. Well, you might have even boarded the plane and they said, well, we're having a little computer glitch and we ask that, you know, you wait, you know, deplane and wait for a while. And then, of course, after you've been waiting for a little while, well, it's going to be about, maybe think about an hour. And then later on, looks like we have to get another plane, etc., etc. And I've noticed that Buddhists in general, as I said, it's an overgeneralization, but you can take things in stride a little more. Working this out personally in one's own life, while struggling with it, if you want, you know, challenges. And you could think about how young children have to learn this, how parents, you know, one of life's lessons is, hey, you don't always get what you want, okay? And parents would tell the child, and the child gets all disappointed if they can't win every contest or, you know, get the biggest piece of cake and so forth. We might smile at the child's struggle, but And we're in the same boat as adults. It might be a little bit more complicated, but basically it's the same thing. So spiritual acceptance, I think, is a big aspect of maturity, spiritual maturity. Well, okay. I want to introduce today's guest to give us a Dharma glimpse. I don't know what she's going to talk about, but it's Christine Kubose, and she's the oldest grandchild of Reverend Gyomei and Minnie Kubose. Two daughters, one's in college, one's in high school. She lives in Southern California, and she's a physical therapist. So, Christine, I could call on you.
Good morning. My daughter, younger daughter, is turning 16 in January. And with that important age comes the task of teaching them how to drive. Fun. So her dad had taken her out a few times, and I have as well. And I thought he was exaggerating when he said she ran up a curb and then almost hit a tree, and it was a good thing they were in an SUV. But when I took her out, I realized that it was surely possible that that had happened. So needless to say, a few whips back and forth. So let's fast forward about a month. So one day, there was a car in a parking lot at work that had a for sale sign on it. It was a 2008 Mazda with only 70,000 miles on it. I thought, wow, that actually looks like a really good deal. So I thought, well, I'll do some research on it. Maybe I can buy it for my daughter and whatnot. So I contacted the owner and met up with him. So I drove it right away to Mark. He's our mechanic who works on all of our cars. So it turns out it was the Sports S edition. And driving in, I thought, wow, this is a pretty quick car. The engine had that really deep hum of a sports car and had a really fast kick to it. And it seemed to drive pretty well on the freeway and on the streets. Car had leather interior, looked really nice. The outside looked really nice, good condition. There's only a really small scratch on one side. And the tires looked decent. They weren't new, but in good shape. So then Mark, the mechanic, took it out for a drive, and then he came back and put it up on a rack. And all of us were there, the owner and myself and my daughter. And Mark says, well, it looks like someone might have run over something because one of the bottom flaps was a little bit loose. And when he looked up inside, he could see some kind of dripping or leaking had occurred. And then the big thing was both of the front tires were severely worn on the inside rims, where you could actually see the metal or the radial parts of the tire. And even the owner, who was a young kid, 26 years old, was really surprised. And the thing was, there was no way you could have seen that worn part of the tires just looking from the outside of the car, you know, like if you walked around it. Turns out that this 26-year-old was the second owner and had purchased the car from CarMax. Now, I'm thinking CarMax would not have sold or would not have been able to sell that car in that condition, so more than likely this kid drove the car pretty hard around some curves. needless to say, I did not purchase the car. I just told him that it would be too fast for my daughter, especially for a first car. But he thanked me that he was able to learn about the tires anyway. So what I took away from this is that we only know what we know and don't know what we don't know. And sometimes when we look at something from a different perspective, like underneath the car versus just walking around it, so when, from that different perspective, what we didn't know can really change what we now know. So sometimes it's good to step back and look at a situation or a scenario or even ourselves from a different viewpoint. So things can appear to be good and fine, but then are they really? So anyway, just from that little test drive, I now take more of a 3D look at things, I guess you could say, and think I'm better for it. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 3D perspective. I mean, there's always another dimension. You know, something is real and solid. It's I like that. You know, say there's an object like a teacup, and people, it's sitting on a table, and people are around it looking at it. Now, of course, everybody sees a different perspective of the teacup. And not only that, depending upon the individual, they would relate to a teacup in a different kind of way. Now, an ordinary person might say, well, there's the teacup, and we drink tea from it. Okay. Now, if it's another person is more interested in the pottery aspect and knows about pottery, could add, you know, a lot of other aspects about this teacup. If someone was a tea ceremony person, they would say, well, you know, they might have another take on it, and so forth. Okay. So being able to take these other, you know, perspectives of things, I think is part of, well, you might call it Dharma, learning the Dharma teachings. Huh? This is a tremendous thing, because if one is narrow, one is parochial, one is, if you have a, and of course by narrow meaning something that's always from our own selfish perspective, and we don't get educated about different ways to look at things, this is the basis of conflict domestically. It's the basis of war in international affairs. Okay, war, W-A-R, could be the acronym of we are right. This is the way we see it. In fact, I'm always reminded about Thich Nhat Hanh, who, as a mediator during the Vietnam War, and he would explain that being a mediator is a very difficult position because you're not liked by either side. Because either side, you know, wants to impose that, hey, here's how we see things. And, you know, don't you see? Whereas Thich Nhat Hanh said that his role as a mediator, how he saw his purpose was to let each side know how the other side is suffering, is hurting because of this conflict. This is empathy. This is the basis of compassion. This is the basis of accepting life's realities, being able to have a wider perspective. And when you have the widest perspective, well, I was going to say the widest perspective as possible, but you have to keep going. You can't stop. You can't make a conclusion. Your conclusions are always temporary right at that time. And, of course, you could base your decisions on that, and it's fine. But things are going to change on down the road, and if you don't change with it, it could be a lot of problems for yourself. So you have to keep going. Your perspective has to be very fluid. This is what might be called having an open mind. And that's part of our challenge. Having an open mind, but at the same time, being very strong about our basic values and so forth, and that balance. That's, well, not even a paradox, if you will. Well. Thank you for bringing up this topic, and something that is a challenge in life, and it's not like something that we solve. Life is a mystery, not a problem to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. Tremendous part of spiritual maturity. Thank you very much. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a very beautiful day. Thank you.